Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. And if you've been a regular listener of mine, you realize I've been missing for a while. And that's because I've had some really major technical issues and a lot of work lately. So unfortunately, I haven't been around, but I'm back and hopefully I'll be regularly producing some more podcasts on psychological issues. Today, I wanted to talk about brain stimulation and what we call brain plasticity. Now, if you went back a dozen years or so, the prevailing belief was if brain cells were damaged somehow, that was it. They didn't regenerate, and you lost their ability to help you process and think, and there was nothing that you could do about it. But in the last few years, there has been a lot of research that suggested that that may not be true, that in fact, brain cells can be regenerated, and cognitive losses can be either slowed down or stopped. And there's been a whole kind of resurgence of studies on what we call brain plasticity. Now, the concept that brains were, you know, hardwired and unfixable has been undone by lots of research. And there was a book by a Dr. Norman Doidge, which is actually spelled D-O-I-D-G-E, that came out, and it was called The Brain That Changes Itself. And his whole theory was based upon research that said brains can kind of rewire themselves after traumas. And there were lots of cases, individual cases, of people who had some kind of trauma or brain damage that were able to get around the damage by using other parts of the brain. We're training other parts of the brain, in a sense, to do the activities and purpose of the damaged areas. And from that research came an entire new study of brain plasticity. And there are lots of studies out there that are coming up and lots of indications of programs and modifications and internet sites and even there's something called the vibrantbrains.com, which is a gym, supposedly, for your brain. It's in San Francisco, and it's a health club for your brain, and it features computers where people do these mind games to improve their thinking. You can go to other websites that I came across where there are kind of structured activities to help your brain. I can't tell you that these websites work or these structured activities work, and there's some mixed data out there on whether these are beneficial or not, but I have a feeling, you know, they're not necessarily that expensive and probably worthwhile if you're going to play computer games anyway. So they are, here are the websites, www.lumosity. I assume that's lumosity.com. Then there's www.cognifit.com, spelled C-O-G-N-I-F-I-T. Now, Cognifit costs $15 a month. Lumosity costs $80 for the year. The most expensive that I came across was www.positscience.com, spelled P-O-S-I-T. S-C-I-E-N-C-E.com, and that was $395. Now, if you want to go to another website where you can find information for free, go to www.sharpbrains.com, and that's a forum where there's lots of links and lots of resources and probably, you know, a nice place to start. Now, there's another book that came out this year by Dr. Paul Nussbaum called Save Your Brain. Dr. Nussbaum's position is that there are a few things that we could probably do to help our brains function better. And he's divided them into like five categories. And so one of them is socialization. And of course, what that means is staying connected to people around you, because loneliness will make your brain work less efficiently. And you tend to lose your whole ability to communicate properly and integrate properly with other people. Number two is being physically fit. Aerobic exercise is healthy for your body, and also we find healthy for your brain. Mental stimulation. Interestingly enough, he recommends travel, learning a second language, or even sign language. And what we do find, by the way, in terms of learning a second language, is there was an interesting study performed by Dr. Bialystok, spelled B-I-A-L-Y-S-T-O-K, in which they found that people who were bilingual perform better on what was called the Peabody Picture Vocabulary Test. And what they found was people who were bilingual held on to cognitive skills better than people who were monolingual. So although the primary time to learn a language is obviously, according to the data we have, before the age of 10, I think maybe trying to learn another language, even in your older years, might push your brain to do more work and therefore stimulate your brain. And, you know, it's a dual benefit. It helps your brain and you might actually learn a second language. Spirituality. Relaxation, meditation, worship also seems to be beneficial for people who want to maintain their brain functioning. And lastly, nutrition. There is some data, although I don't know how solid it is, that omega for people who are either depressed or have attention problems. And reducing saturated fats, processed foods, here to help our brains as well as our bodies. Think about that and think about how you could improve your brain stimulation by being in better shape emotionally, spiritually, and by having your brain work more. So again, until next time, this is Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.